WRPQ Baraboo, 279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer at the southern border. ABC News has confirmed Border Patrol apprehended a Lebanese man who acknowledged he was a member of Hezbollah and said he was heading to New York where he hoped to make a bomb. Gunfire sent spring break visitors running for safety along Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Police say one person killed, two others in critical condition, no arrests, and no word about possible motives. Israeli Defense Forces have announced a new operation at Gaza City's Central Hospital Complex. IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
The IDF is conducting a high-precision operation in limited areas of Shifa Hospital, following concrete intelligence that demanded immediate action.
This even as a new round of Israel-Hamas peace talks are set to resume today. Dozens of Americans who had been stranded in Haiti amid the spiraling gang chaos there arriving in Miami on board a U.S. charter flight. March Madness bracket set. UConn earns the overall number one seed. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Muscadet Police Department, a father and son were seriously injured following an ATV crash. Both the father and son had to be airlifted to regional hospitals after the crash. Muscadet Police say fire and EMS were dispatched to the intersection of 2nd Street and Warehouse Street. Witnesses to the crash stated the ATV was traveling at a high rate of speed on 2nd Street when it crashed into a trailer being pulled by a pickup on Warehouse Street. The victims were the 33-year-old Muscadet man and his 6-year-old son. The Sauk County Land Resources and Environment Department will hold a free agricultural plastics recycling drop-off event Wednesday from 10 a.m. to noon at the Sauk County Highway Shop at 620 Lynn Street in West Baraboo. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 37 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine. A little breezy, but warmer with a high of 51. Then on Wednesday, it's going to be sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 35. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Oh, this is one of those weeks where you're going to need a light jacket, a heavy jacket, light jacket. Mother Nature just needs to get it all figured out. That's what we're trying to do, though, too, because it's a Monday, right? I'm Maddie Jones. Here's John Mellencamp.
Still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
And more.
I'll follow you 99.7
Max FM.
A Flock of Seagulls, I Ran So Far Away. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you today on this Monday?
I'm doing great, Maddie. I wanted to stay true to my word. See, I didn't play hooky today. I'm here. I didn't message you and say, oh, I'm just not feeling so well today. No.
Too much Guinness, too much Jameson. I think that's probably going to be the story for a lot of people, though, after the St. Patrick's Day celebrations yesterday.
Yeah.
So I got a question. I mean, you can actually say you're Irish, but for any of the rest of us out there, if you were bragging yesterday that you were Irish, maybe, you know, did you slur after your sixth green beer? Were you telling everybody, kiss me, I'm Irish? Well, it turns out a lot of people who are actually Irish don't love that when people kind of take the holiday for themselves.
Yeah.
In fact, a poll for St. Patrick's Day asked 1,000 people in Ireland how Irish you have to be before you can tell people, yeah, I'm Irish. So we all know that the United States is a huge melting pot, right? So it's common to hear people say I'm Irish or I'm Italian, even if they were born in Kansas. But here are five scenarios and what people in Ireland think. At least one of your great-great-grandparents was from Ireland. Only 18% of people in Ireland think it's okay at that point to say you're Irish. At least one great-grandparent, 24% of real Irish people say that's okay. At least one grandparent, 33%, so about a third are cool with us saying that we're Irish if we have that lineage. At least one parent is from Ireland. 47% say then it's totally okay. But if both parents were born in Ireland, still just 61% of Irish people think it's okay to say I'm Irish. So a lot of people in Ireland don't think really you should ever say it unless you actually live in the country or are from Ireland. So how do you feel about the whole thing being Irish yourself, Finn?
Well, I can only really check one of those off on my list. So, yeah, people get very protective of their nationality and their heritage, right?
I mean,
we all, and like you said, America is a melting pot. So no matter how many of our ancestors came from wherever and came here, I mean, I don't know. It's a lot more fun than... I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that. I mean,
it's interesting to me, though, because on St. Patrick's Day, like a lot of us will run around saying, kiss me, I'm Irish, and we're wearing green. We think we're a leprechaun. We've got the four-leaf clovers. On Cinco de Mayo, we get into that holiday, too. I don't see very many of you out there making lutefisk. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Some of us do. Some of us have not forgotten our Norwegian roots, but I don't see a lot of us celebrating lutefisk as regularly as we do Cinco de Mayo or Guinness and Jameson. So just laying that out there.
So then I guess the worst case scenario then is when we go to Ireland next month.
Right.
And I decide I'm not coming back. I'm just staying over there. I'm still American. So
I guess so.
Either way you cut it, there you go. Yeah.
If you go by a true, what they consider to be true Irish people, at least according to this YouGov survey, they're not going to love that. They're going to be like, no, you go back. You go back to where you came
from. Whatever your ancestry is, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay. As long as everybody had a great and safe St. Patrick's Day, that's what it's all about. Yeah. Now, I know, obviously, you guys celebrate St. Patrick's Day in your house. What were the festivities like yesterday?
Okay, well, Chris made some delicious Irish food.
Nice.
She made some delicious Irish soda bread and a nice stew.
Love it.
We enjoyed a Guinness. Yes, we did.
And, of course.
There was Irish music basically on shuffle. I guess I kind of reacquainted myself with U2. Now, we've talked about U2 before, an Irish band, obviously.
Sure, yeah.
And we've talked about U2 before and how they're kind of polarizing for a lot of people.
No, Bono's polarizing. The rest of U2 is probably fine.
Yeah. But when we were listening to it yesterday, and I guess it had been a while since I'd really, you know, dived into the U2 catalog.
Yeah.
And I was listening to it yesterday. I was like, oh, that's a great song.
I know.
Next song would play. Oh, that's a great song.
That's the hard part with you two, isn't it? Because there's so many great songs, and then you're like, oh, Bono. That's always how I feel about them, right? Like, that's when I'm listening to him, I'll be like, oh, but it's Bono, you know? And I don't dislike him, but he, you know, he can be a little, he's a bit of an enigma. That's what I always like to call him. Yeah. And he's maybe his own mind. Maybe for a lot of people he is, because he is Bono, but probably more in his own mind. But that's always how I feel feel when I listen to you too. I'm like, oh, this is such a great song, but then Bono, you know, like, you, and then I'm like, oh, well, I don't dislike it, but it makes it a little harder to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to get into this one a little bit more, at least for me.
On the flip side, I mean, when we see rock and roll, we want a front man that is a great performer, and he certainly is that. I've got a question for you, though, because one of the other things we did yesterday was we had finished up a movie that we've basically been trying to finish for about a week, okay?
Don't you love that?
Yeah. And I'm not going to say what movie it is, because that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether I liked it, I hated it, it doesn't matter, okay, because that's not the issue here. But I will say it was one of the Oscar-nominated films.
Okay.
Here's my question for you. Why does every movie now have to be over 2 hours long? It's like 2.5 hours, 3 hours long for every... No movie needs to be that long.
I don't know why this is a new trend. It's very strange.
If you want to do a mini-series on TV, that's fine.
Sure.
You know, you break it up, have... You know, part one, episode two, you know, whatever, you know, that's cool. But I just don't understand why these movies have to be so long these days. I mean, it gets to the point where it's just tedious, you know?
I feel like the theaters, we all know, are struggling right now to basically come back to where they were pre-pandemic, right? We know this. Numbers have not been great for years in the theaters. Theaters are really struggling to get butts in the seats. And you have to wonder, I know streaming has not helped, but is the length of the movie not helping either? Because it's a lot easier to watch one of those 3.5 hour marathons at home, where you can actually pause it, get up and use the bathroom, come back, unpause it, not feel like you've missed anything, or even rewind and go back a little bit because maybe you feel like you didn't catch a part that's important because it's 3.5 hours long and it feels like it's all going to be very important at some point. So I don't know if that's what's contributing to slumping numbers at the theaters. I mean, we've talked about it as far as family movies go. We'll put that in air quotes. I mean, obviously, Kung Fu Panda 4 did very, very well this weekend at the theaters. Would it have done better without the aspect of streaming and the fact that we know it's probably going to be on some platform very soon? Probably, but you can't complain about this weekend's numbers, that's for sure, between that and Dune Part 2. So I don't know. It's very weird, though, and I don't know why we have to sit through marathons of movies. Now, like Flowers of the Killers of the Flower Moon. Yeah, to me, if you were going to, because it was 3.5 hours, right? It's just over 3.5 hours, in fact. We had to start that one at like 6:30 in order to make it all the way through because, well, Corey and I are old at this point. We fall asleep at the drop of a hat when it gets past 8 p.m. But in order to make it through, we had to start it at like 6:30 because of the length. And I get they wanted the movie revenue, and this was produced solely through Apple TV. This was a Apple TV production. That's how it comes across. They could have actually broke that into two or three and put that on just Apple TV, but then Scorsese, I think, wanted the Oscar nod because it is a great story, right? It is it's a tremendous story. So I think kind of Scorsese and DiCaprio wanted the Oscar nod, so instead of doing that and putting it into like 3 1-hour chunks on Apple TV, they released it as this epic film in the theaters because, of course, there's still the human side of things where this is really good. We want to win something for this kind of thing, I think, you know, but no, I totally agree. Even kids' movies are long.
Way long. Yeah.
I know, for kids, right? I mean, when you're, let's face it, when you've got young kids in a theater and you're on the verge of 2 hours for a movie, especially when you put the previews in there and stuff, that's way too long for little kids. It just is. We all know this. It has to be the most captivating thing on the screen ever to keep them quiet, their butts in the seat, and for them to enjoy the film. Otherwise, well, mom and dad do a whole lot of running up and down the aisle, right?
Exactly.
So kids' movies to me are even becoming a little too long. I don't know if they've got more to say in their films, if it's like this, we're trying to maybe do each other out with the time. I have no idea, but it's getting to be a lot with time.
And then you start feeling almost like with each possible, it seems like there's 4 endings to every movie. The movie ends, you think. But it's not. It's not done. It's over. It continues. And then it's like almost like a second ending. And then it continues. And how long does this thing need to be? I just don't understand. It takes forever.
Is it maybe because so many movies recently have been based on true stories as well, or historical dramas is, I guess, what you could call them? I don't know if it's that. I have no idea, but I don't know. Hollywood feels like they've lost their way on this one a little bit.
Probably. I think they could all take a little, they had a little time off, but maybe they should take some more time off to just, you know, clear the decks or whatever. Now, Killers of the Flower Moon, I still haven't seen that one yet because it is streaming on Apple.
Yeah.
And I can understand that story. You need some time to take with that story.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
I get that. But yeah, I don't understand.
I don't know. They're long. They're long. Yeah, no, I'm totally in agreement with you. You know, and it gets to the point where if it's something that you really, really want to see, for instance, when Dexter and I saw Oppenheimer in IMAX, it gets to the point where you don't even want to buy a snack or a drink because you know that you're going to be in that seat for so long and you don't want to miss out on anything. So you definitely don't want to have to get up 20 times to use the bathroom. I mean, you know, especially if it's a blockbuster like Oppenheimer was. And then you're crawling over the top of people because there's not an empty seat in the theater. I mean, that was 2-3 weeks after it had been released, and we still couldn't get, you know, a seat in the theater hardly. As it was, Dexter and I had to sit like eons away from each other just so we could say that we had a seat in the auditorium or in the theater. So I don't know, though. It feels like maybe we could shorten things up just a little bit. I'm totally with you. If you've really got to plan things out to the point where you're like, okay, we're going to eat dinner while we're watching this movie because we still might make bedtime, it might be a little too long, Hollywood.
Well, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was a really good weekend. So on Saturday, we kind of hung out at home for a little bit. Then Corey and I actually went over to Madison and we did one of those candlelight concerts, which I thought about you, and mostly because Phoenix is taking violin lessons. Uh-huh. So they did Queen music with a string quartet is what they did.
Cool.
And it was absolutely incredible. There were two violins. There was a cello and then a viola. And here's what I'm going to say. You know that Freddie Mercury has crazy range and was a gifted musician and songwriter when it literally takes two violins and a viola to get the range of sound and under pressure that Mercury was able to do with his voice, because that's essentially what they had to do. It was a whole lot of fun. It was a really cool setting. We enjoyed it immensely because they also threw in some classical music in there as well that kind of went with the tone of Queen music. Sure. And quite honestly, when you hear it in a string quartet, you can't really tell the difference if it's a Mercury song that was written at one point or if it is going to be some operatic masterpiece, because obviously we know the drama that he brought and flair he brought to music as well. But it was really, really cool. We went out to dinner after that. We made the mistake of eating in downtown Madison on the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day when the boys basketball tournament was happening at the Kohl Center. You know, when there's big flashing billboards that say parking's going to be difficult, you probably have picked the wrong night. But we did find a great spot. We were able to go enjoy a great meal, and then we made our way home. Yesterday, the elder of the children came home. He was working on a project, and he needed to record with Dave Grant a couple of things. And then he came home just so Mom could help him with taxes and he could get more money. So that was kind of fun. And then I got to hang out with him a little bit, and Corey and I are actually going to see him next weekend as well, as we get some stuff done in his apartment that he's been asking us to do. And then the next week he's coming home for Easter and maybe a couple days for spring break, so it's like 3 weeks in a row that I get to see my kid. Actually four, because I saw him last weekend too at his curling shoot, so like a whole month of seeing my kid, which for him is probably too much. For me, it's just the right amount. I'm like, oh, you do love me. Look at you talking about coming home and staying here for a few days. I love it. So it was a good weekend. Pretty quiet, pretty chill, but we had a good time. Which is the important part, right?
Yeah.
Except trying to find a place to park in Madison on Saturday
night.
That had
to be brutal.
You know, and then, of course, it was brutal. And then Corey, of course, wanted to take the truck, which is a lot bigger than the RAV. And so you can't just, you know, sidle your way into a spot really quickly with the truck. You've got to, you know, maneuver and really plan it out and think it out a little bit. But we ended up finding a spot right across from the place we were eating, which was kind of nice and totally unexpected. But it just happened to be one of those things. We came around the block. The guy had his blinker on to pull out. It was another big truck leaving. And so Corey's like, oh, we're taking it. it. Turns out it was a 25-minute spot, but because it was St. Patrick's Day and Kohl Center weekend, they had done away with parking fees. And
there you go.
We were able to enjoy our meal without having to go continue to put money in the parking meter.
Nice.
So would you do another one of these
candlelight concerts again?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think it depends on what music and what your favorite genres are, because the concert started at 6:30 and we were out of there by 7:50. But then at 8 o'clock they had another concert that they were doing, and it was the music of Coldplay. Now that one we weren't interested in. We're not huge Coldplay fans. So I think it just totally depends on what you're interested in. I mean, they've done music to Taylor Swift. They've done music to U2, as long as we talked about them a little bit. So it really depends on what your genre is and what you're kind of into.
Sure.
186 cities now have these candlelight concerts, and there were hundreds of candles all over the stage, just real light, real low lighting in the lecture hall, because we were over at the Monona Terrace, that big, beautiful building they have over there for meetings and lectures and all of that good stuff. We were in the lecture hall because obviously you have no windows. So just real low lighting, and then all of these LED candles, hundreds of them all over the facility and on the stage. It was pretty awesome, and the room was packed.
To add some really cool ambiance to it. Especially when you've got that over the top Queen music, which is just so dramatic anyway,
right? And just to hear them do Killer Queen on in like a string quartet, it was because you hear them say the titles that they're going to do. We're talking Fat Bottom Girls, Under Pressure, Bohemian Rhapsody, and you're like, there's four of you and there's a string quartet. What is this actually going to sound like? But we'd never been, so we wanted to check it out and see what it was like. And they were phenomenal.
I bet you Bohemian Rhapsody sounded fantastic.
Oh, it was amazing. They did an amazing job with that one. Absolutely. They were just incredible all the way around. But yeah, there were a few that stuck out. And then, you know, We Are the Champions and We Will Rock You. They also did those in the string quartet. So it was a lot of fun. It was really cool to hear some of your favorite music played a different way, so you can appreciate it just, you know, with a different ear. That was really awesome.
Yeah.
We've got to take a look at the forecast right now, Finn, because today, well, not quite as warm as we saw last week. Mostly sunny, only 37 for a high. It was brutally cold this weekend with that wind.
Yesterday it was really chilly.
It was nasty. Cloudy tonight, down to 28. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high near 51. So enjoy that, because by Wednesday, those temperatures are going to plummet. Sunny, windy, and colder, only 35 for a high on Wednesday. Right now, it's 23.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication.
Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
99.7 Max FM.
Put on your red shoes.
Let's dance. There is David Bowie, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:35 right now. And, you know, Finn, right now there's a lot of people in the car trying to navigate their way down 8th Avenue in all the road construction, and they're trying to figure out what roads are open and what roads aren't. And remember, you can go over to Facebook, Highway 33 Reconstruction Project, that's HWY, so that you can navigate a little easier this morning. But I only bring this up because if you've ever found yourself in the car and, you know, you're turning down your music while you're driving to see better because that's what old people do. I don't know if you guys ever do that, but we do that all the time. And our kids are like, how does that help you do anything?
They don't get it because they're always multitasking.
Right? This is true. You know? This is true. My brain does not work as fast as theirs. Yeah. Well, if you're in the same boat and you're somebody who turns your music down so you can see better, it's probably because it's been proven to help with concentration. Well, there's a new study to find out which popular artists will actually help you focus on the road, the ones that you don't need to turn down in order to see better. Participants were put through a series of hazard perception tests while listening to different playlists from 20 popular artists. And here's the results, okay? Coming in at number 10 is the 1975. That is a group that you should be listening to in order to help you concentrate better in the car. Harry Styles comes in at number 9, interestingly enough. Foo Fighters at number 8. They're also a band that's going to help you have more concentration in the car, which I think is interesting. There's some really epic eardrum solos that you can have. So I don't know how that helps anything, but okay. At number 7, it's Beyonce. At number 5, we've skipped from 7 to 5 because it's a tie. BTS and The Weeknd are actually tied for number 5. Then you have Billie Eilish at number 4. Then we're going to skip over 3 again because there's another tie. At number 2, you have Ariana Grande and Eminem. And the number 1 artist that's going to help you concentrate the most in the car, I would have never believed this, Drake. Drake comes out on top of that list. Now, as I was going through this list, I was like, is that because some of them don't have very good songs that we don't care about? Is it because all of Drake's music sounds exactly the same? Now, there's some on here that I love. The Weeknd, he's a favorite artist of ours. Eminem, totally a favorite of ours. Foo Fighters in some of their stuff, not everything. But I do love the Foo Fighters. I mean, you know, and I don't hate Harry Styles' music, and I love a lot of Beyonce stuff. But then you get to number 1 and you look at Drake and you're like, that's just because he mumbles through the whole thing. Like, I don't want to pick on him too much, but really, honestly, does any of his music sound different from anything else that he's ever done? It all sounds exactly the same. There's
but
nothing
he's helping
different.
Us with our driving.
I guess that's why we love Drake. I don't know. Maybe that's what I'll keep telling myself. Every time a kid pulls it up on their Spotify playlist in the car, I'll be like, okay, I can do this because he's helping me drive better.
That should be the name of his next album, Drive Better with Drake.
Well, you know, it might be better than some of the other stuff he's put out at one time or another. Now, the artists that were the least helpful to, you know, our concentration level on the road, Megan Thee Stallion. Well, that's because, you know, there's some groove stuff in there. And then you kind of get dancing in your car seat and then all bets are off. And interestingly enough, Bach. I mean, the composer, hello. I mean, Bach is a top 20 popular artist, but apparently he does not help us concentrate when we're in the car.
He's not good driving music, I guess.
I guess not. No, I guess not. And then you just pull out the mellow tunes of Drake and everything is fine. I don't understand.
Wow. I wonder how they came up with this. Like, what did
they...
Wow.
It crazy. Was done by Auto Trader. So obviously it was, you know, because sometimes you get surveys like this that don't relate to anything that the business is, you know, like it'll be like a storage company trying to determine if, you know, what our driving, what helps us concentrate in the car. Well, at least Auto Trader knows a thing or two about vehicles and, you know, people who want to drive them and things. So I guess that makes a little bit more sense. But I don't know what the criteria was. It'd be interesting to know just because Drake is number one. That's probably why I would want to know the criteria and what qualified, and because then I'd also like to see the different playlists, you know, that they put together too. Was it, I mean, it couldn't have all been current stuff because you have Bach on there, so I don't know what the criteria was, unfortunately. But
interesting.
Drake is number one. Okay. You know, the more I try to understand in this world, the less I understand.
I know.
Quite honestly,
it's just a crazy world, isn't it?
It is. is that sometimes there's just no explanation for things like Drake. So there you go. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Much cooler today. And then we're going to warm things up a bit tomorrow. And then really, Finn, we're going to get cold again. This is one of those weeks where you're going to need winter coat and then warm coat, like spring-like coat, and then a winter coat. And then, you know, if you're in parts of Minnesota or traveling that direction, they have snowfall in the forecast. So obviously, Mother Nature's not quite done with us.
No matter what the calendar says. I swear I saw a few flakes yesterday.
There were. There were. I was walking in them. It was definitely flurrying yesterday, which was kind of a bummer.
It's just so bizarre. I mean, after the warm temperatures, now we're back, and it's just, you just don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah. This is what I was afraid of. This is why I said Mother Nature, she can't be quite done with us, because we knew that she always has a trick or two up her sleeve. Come on now. It's Mother Nature. And this feels like kind of one of those tricks that you would expect from her after giving us days of 70 and then boom, back to 31 degrees. Anyway, we'll tell you more about the forecast in more detail here in just a moment. Mike Ganger's also going to join us for a look at sports. Brutal loss for the men's Badgers basketball team yesterday. We were watching that while we were doing Max's taxes. So Mike is going to dive into that a little bit. Don't forget, birthdays and anniversaries also coming up here within the next few minutes on Max FM. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. State champions were crowned this weekend for boys basketball. Division 5 on Friday, Columbus Catholic got a 78-65 win over Solon Springs. They punched their ticket onto the state championship game. And that's where they met Abundant Life Christian after they got a 42-37 win over Elman Bancroft. Columbus Catholic ultimately takes the win 81-71 in that championship game on Saturday. Division 4 semifinals from Thursday night saw Mineral Point and Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic each get victories. It was a thriller, but Mineral Point 65-64 the victory in the championship game. Division 3, St. Thomas More finishes the job with a 65-54 win over Lakeside Lutheran. Division 2 on Friday night, Wisconsin Lutheran continues their unbeaten season with a 56-54 win. Moved on to the state title game, and that's where they met Pewaukee after Pewaukee got the 89-69 win over West Salem. And Wisconsin Lutheran finishes the year 30-0, 83-62 their victory against Pewaukee. And then Marquette, the state champion for Division 1, got the 67-60 win over Kettle Moraine on Friday night. Arrowhead topped Nina in 4 overtimes, 99-95 in that first semifinal game on Friday. But then Marquette, 84-62, the victory against Arrowhead. Huge congratulations to all the state champions from around the state and all the teams that made it to championship weekend. It was a great weekend for the Badger men's basketball team as well. They were able to advance all the way to the Big Ten championship game. Started off with a 70-61 win over Northwestern. They then took down the number one team in the country, Purdue. 76-75 was the final in OT. That victory set the team onto the title game, but ultimately it was Illinois getting a 93-87 win against the Badgers yesterday. Great way to wrap up the conference season. Now they'll shift gears to the national tournament. Badgers with that victory got a 5 seed in the dance. They're going to be going against James Madison in their first matchup. That game is going to be played on Friday of this week. The winner of it will move on to face the winner between number 4 Duke and number 13 Vermont. Number 1 seeds for the tournament include UConn, Houston, Purdue, and North Carolina. First round of the NCAA tournament gets started on Thursday. They'll have the play-in game games of the first four play-in games on Tuesday and Wednesday. And the Bucks were down Giannis Antetokounmpo, but still able to get the job done at home on a nationally televised matchup versus the Phoenix Suns. 140-129, the team gets the win yesterday. Damian Lillard with 31 points and 16 assists. Bobby Portis came off the bench for 31 as well. He had 10 rebounds to go with that. A perfect 5 from 5 from behind the three-point line. Chris Middleton able to step up with 22 points as well in the absence of the Greek Freak. It's a hamstring injury for Giannis, not expected to miss a ton of time. Team returns to the court to play the number one team in the league on Wednesday as they're going to travel to Boston to meet those Celtics. 6:30 will be the tip-off for that one. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 37 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine. A little breezy, but warmer with a high of 51. Then on Wednesday, it's going to be sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 35. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
99.7.
7:46 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf on Max FM.
We'll be right back.
hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:50 right now, Finn. And on this Monday, of course, we always like to do a little celebrating with our birthday list. We've got a good list of celebrities. Pretty short one today. So I'll remind you before we jump into those, if you are celebrating or know somebody who is, while we're going through the celebrity side of things, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Let's start right here at the top with Lily Collins, who happens to be Phil Collins' daughter. She's Snow White in Mirror Mirror and the star of the Netflix show Emily in Paris. I think she's awfully talented. Lily Collins celebrating her 35th birthday. So everybody right now is on this nepotism kick, right? Nepo babies, as everybody likes to call them. I feel like she is a Nepo baby, obviously, because Phil is her dad, but she's really talented, so she's been able to prove that she can hold her own in a whole different genre and realm of Hollywood, right? He was a musician, she's an actress. I think she's done really well for herself.
Well, at least she has some talent, you know, as long as...
It's not like Paris Hilton.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You know who else? Andie McDowell. Her daughters. I mean, I don't know how many there are of them.
I think there's like two or three,
two,
I believe.
At least. Yeah.
But they're pretty talented as well. They've been able to hold their own in Hollywood, too. But, you know, I don't want to pick on Paris Hilton because I think she's had her own issues in life. But really, would we even know who she was? Would we even care if she wasn't part of the Hilton family? Probably not, you know. So I that's what I always go back to. And I think she's dealt with life the best she can. And I do have some respect for her for coming forward with her story and trying to be the best version of herself now and being honest with about some things that have happened to her in the past that obviously were very traumatic. I also look at her co-partner from years ago, Nicole Richie. Obviously, she's done pretty well for herself as well, being a Nepo baby. Lionel Richie's adopted daughter, but she's gone on to have this amazing jewelry line and, you know, and design clothes and all of that kind of stuff. So
yeah, she was off the rails for a while there, but it seems like she's kind of
she got herself back on track a little bit. Yeah, I bet I like Nicole Richie too. She's pretty awesome. Dwayne Henry, who was MI6 liaison Clayton Reeves on NCIS. I don't know what his resume is like now because he hasn't been on NCIS for years as far as I know, but he's celebrating his 39th birthday today. Adam Levine is celebrating a birthday today. He's 45 years old from Maroon 5, of course, and then he's the former voice coach. We know that he hasn't always been faithful to his wife. Thanks to Instagram models out there. And the fact that he just tried to perform live not too long ago, and it was yikes.
not so much.
Yikes. Yeah. Yikes. I don't know if he was having a bad day, if that's really how Adam Levine sounds now. I'm not really sure what was going on. I always try to give artists the benefit of the doubt, right? Because not everybody has a great day. Sometimes there is stuff that affects the vocal cords.
Yeah.
But yikes, it was not a good performance. I can't even remember where it was, but I saw a video of it and oh, nope, not quite the Adam Levine of the early days of Maroon 5. And I loved early days of Maroon 5. They were my favorites, honestly. And then he got married and he had daughters. And then we know that he's been a little bit of a despicable husband at some points, maybe allegedly. We'll give him that a little bit of the benefit of the doubt there as well. But not quite the same Adam Levine that we grew up loving early in the Maroon 5 days. Let's put it like that. Sutton Foster, who played Liza on TV Land's Younger, is celebrating her 49th birthday today. Queen Latifah is 54 years old. Love Queen Latifah. Yeah, she's the best. Now, there is somebody who can still perform because, as we all know, hip-hop turned 50 years old this year. And so there was a big push to really get that into the limelight by hip-hop artists led by Questlove of Roots, right? And they did all of these like hip-hop reunion shows. And then they would also get some of the old band, so to speak, back together at some of the music award shows. Queen Latifah was a big part of all of that for an entire year. She can still perform. There's no Adam Levine mishaps happening there. She was on point. She was amazing. Yeah. Vanessa Williams also celebrating a birthday today. She had 1992's big hit Save the Best for Last. And of course, she was also connected to former basketball star Rick Fox. They were married from 1999 1999 until 2004. They did have a daughter together who was born in 2000. She is 61 today. Eventually, because of that whole penthouse scandal when she won Miss America, they had to basically take that back and say that she indeed should have had the crown. So they, you know, times changed. Let's put it like that. And Vanessa Williams, in the scheme of things, did not look as bad as other people. So they did say that she could have her title back, even though they'd also given it to somebody else to replace her. I don't know how that works.
I always liked her. I do.
Vanessa She's very Williams. Talented. I love Vanessa Williams. Mike Rowe, host of Dirty Jobs, and he's also the narrator of Deadliest Catch. He's celebrating his 62nd birthday today. Jeffrey Owens, who was Elvin on The Cosby Show, is 63 years old. Now, if you remember a couple years ago, there was a whole kerfuffle about him because there was a photo of him working at Trader Joe's that went viral, and he was actually job shamed for it. I don't understand what's wrong with people, because if he wasn't working, people would be job shaming him. If he was, you know, begging for money, they'd be like, oh, why don't you just go get a job? And then here he was, had a job, but it didn't happen. Exactly. Even though it wasn't in the acting realm of the world, but he was still working, making an honest living, and he was job shamed for it. It was ridiculous. Tyler Perry ended up offering him a job, and he also landed a guest spot on NCIS New Orleans. I don't know where things went from there. I haven't seen him or heard from him since, but at least we know he got to go back into the acting world for a little bit. And then finally, we end this list with Brad Dourif, who's the voice of Chucky in the Child's Play movies. He was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for playing the stuttering Billy Bibbit in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest back in 1975. He's also the doctor in Deadwood and Grima, or is it Grima? I'm not even sure. Sorry, not a Lord of the Rings fan, but he was in the second of the Lord of the Rings movies. I apologize to Lord of the Rings fans. I should have done it beforehand because I always mispronounce things, and I know how passionate you are about your Lord of
the Rings.
They're
very passionate.
I am, so I do apologize.
He was so good in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
He's a talented dude.
Was Nurse Ratched one of the most evil villains ever? I mean, do you remember?
I don't think she gets enough credit. I don't think she gets enough credit for how awful she actually was. But yes, she was horrible. And I got to know Nurse Ratched a little bit better as a character because one of our first plays with the community theater we were involved with in South Dakota was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Oh, if that doesn't introduce you to live theater, I don't know what will. But the woman who portrayed Nurse Ratched, like, you'd go up to her afterwards and you were a little frightened of her just because of how well she portrayed and acted in the role. And you were kind of like, I know you're supposed to be a really nice human being, but I just saw you on stage. And so I'm a little terrified of you right now. But no, I don't think Nurse Ratched gets enough credit for being an awful, awful movie, awful person and being one of the truest villains in movies. I don't think there's enough credit given there. She could totally own that title and hold it by herself, unlike Vanessa Williams did with the crown for Miss America, just saying. Nobody was taking it away from Nurse Ratched. That's for sure. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Lots of sunshine today with a high near 37. Definitely cooler than what we saw for a good portion of last week. Cloudy tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy. The warmer temperatures are going to return with a high near 51. And then just like that, they're going to go right away on Wednesday. Lots of sunshine, windy, and only 35 for a high. Right now, it's 23.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply after portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy McAsee, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking